Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Danny Parkins.
We've got Craig Counsell joining us.
What do you think of Breakfast Ball? 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports with our boy Danny Parkins. Yeah, any review?
You know, Danny was great on the radio.
Co-host of Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1.
Commissioner, I'm from Chicago. I'm a Chicagoan. I'm wondering what assurances you can give to White Sox fans that no matter what happens with a stadium or a sale, that the White Sox will be in Chicago.
I think that the White Sox are in a difficult situation. I think the location of the stadium's tough.
He abandoned us.
Danny, how are you enjoying Cubs season?
Casually. Oh, it's so great. Oh, my God, is it awesome.
Do you get marquee in New Jersey, Danny?
I don't know. Listen.
Amazing.
I got a lot of thoughts, though.
They've never stopped you before.
Danny Parkins with Spiegel and Holmes.
That is the story of the game. So I'm with my Slim Reaper friend over here.
On 670 The Score.
The Slim Reaper has arrived. He has landed. He is Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1.
What up?
And he is here. And people want to talk about the fact that you're wearing a jacket. People want to talk about your haircut.
Yeah. All the important things.
All the things that matter.
Yeah, that's right. The only thing that I'm wearing right now that I own personally are my wedding ring, my watch, and my underpants.
Everything else is the property of FS1.
Everything else is the property of FS1. That's 100% true.
Yeah, you let us into something. I'm going to go ahead and break the fourth wall right now.
Okay.
Danny's pocket square in his jacket.
That's right.
It came preloaded in that jacket. Danny did not have to fold it or come up with the design in order to put it in there. The jacket arrived with the pocket square already placed.
Yeah, that's right. And the tie
must
for
be nice.
The tie tonight for the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute gala that I'm already tied.
Really?
Yeah.
They tie it like nice and loose and then you just tighten
that's
it?
That's correct. That's correct.
That's how it is?
You think I got to be put in my own pocket square?
He is big time.
I don't even put my the belt through the loops anymore. My belts are pre-looped.
He's got a guy for that.
It used to be my job.
You had a loving touch. You really did. The wardrobe stylist does not put her hand on my hip like you did. Okay? It's very different.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's very different.
Radio careers have ended for those kind of illusions. Be careful.
Not Tanny's. Not Tanny's.
I've only ascended the corporate ladder.
Yeah, exactly. Teflon Tanny. That's what we call him. Teflon Tanny.
I loved your morning show on The Mix. It was great, man. Love the work. What? No? No? Too far? Come on, man. We've been making Pope jokes unbridled for 2 days.
And see, this is the problem because now you think that the barn door is wide open. I'm going to need you to tighten up just a little bit.
Yes,
I mean, listen, I know that's we all fair. Love Dan. We miss Dan. For Pope Bob, on the south side?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
I mean, talk about wheelhouse.
I know. Well, Danny,
I'll talk to Bob.
I said yesterday, this is one of those days that gets people fired, but, you know, I don't know who's left, so it's me.
Good luck.
That's why. Yeah, so I'm just lucky to be here.
I'd be honored to be a part of it. Yeah. It's kind of funny to think about, like, a lot of Catholic people in Oshkosh just silently pissed. that it's a Chicagoan, right? Like, oh, my God, the first American pope, and he had to be a Chicagoan. I love that so much.
That's why it's kind of fun, because it's sports talk with really no consequences, right? Like, we all have feelings, and it's fun, and it's funny, but it's like, it doesn't matter that much to people in the same way that...
Catholicism?
No. Catholicism.
Chicago-ness.
Well, okay.
It depends on who you ask.
I was confused.
But the idea of just kind of like, oh, that's our guy. No, that's our guy.
Yeah,
oh, that's our guy, though.
Maybe Danny's going to be the one to get fired. You know
big,
what I mean?
Big win for... I don't think so. from this job?
Yeah.
The fact that he's a Sox fan is pretty great.
It's amazing.
Listen, you guys know I'm a Cubs guy. I love the Cubs. It's better that he's a Sox fan.
You think so?
I agree with you.
I think it's better for content. I think it's funnier. The most powerful person in a very big, powerful religion is the disenfranchised little brother from
it
the
is
South
better.
Side.
It is better.
I think it's funnier.
Because the Pope can now punch up in a baseball sense.
It's funnier.
Yeah, it is funnier.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Packers fans, you know, are doing that same rationalization. It's better that he's a Bears fan. Yeah, we own them, but at least they have this
now. But not anymore.
Yeah,
but not anymore. Not.
It does level the playing field of that rivalry quite a bit.
We got a line to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Caleb Williams is 1-0 in Green Bay, my friend.
Da Pope.
Do you think the Pope has heard my Caleb takes?
That's what we're kicking this kind of stuff
Danny,
around.
I do.
Right? Me too. And I feel like I got a line to the Pope.
I was joking with Speaks that if this guy was at game two of the 05 World Series, the idea of him listening to Ranji on the way home,
yeah,
like that's a given.
Yeah.
That is a given that happened.
Yes, absolutely. The Pope knows the score's call letters.
For sure.
There's no doubt about, like, he at one point was offended by the bookie priest. Right? Like doesn't that feel like that's something that probably happened? That, like, now, like, the bookie priest is a thing that's known
that's
in Rome.
That's terrible. I can't believe they're doing that.
That's what I'm saying. It's so...
It's sacrilege.
It's on brand,
thanks
man.
For your call, Bob.
Yeah,
the Pope will get nervous. If Scott Podsednik walked into the Vatican, the Pope would be like, man, that's my guy.
That's Scotty Pods.
It's unbelievable. There's
Potts.
Never been a Pope who cared about Scott Podsednik before.
He's got to be the first one ever. Chicago style is actually tavern cut. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's more about the square cut than the deep dish. That's for tourists.
That's what we were saying about the Eucharist. The Eucharist has got to be a corner, Vito, and Nick's.
Extra cheese.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. God, is it funny. It's so perfect.
What is your latest Caleb take of consequence since you brought us there?
Oh. All right, and then I got something for you, and I'll bring us there next.
Okay.
But if you want to talk sports for a minute, that's fine.
For a second.
I mean, listen, if this fails, it's the type of thing that would make an otherwise rational person start believing in curses. Because he's an unbelievable talent, and the things that he didn't have going for him last year, they seem to have objectively fixed. They drafted one offensive lineman. They added three offensive linemen in free agency, and they fired his play caller, who was a defense. And they had a defensive head coach. Now you got an offensive head coach who is a proven play caller, who's weakened the division opponent, and you've strengthened your offensive line. By all accounts, what haven't they given him? Like, at some point, right? You throw your kid into the deep end of the pool. If you've given them a bunch of swim lessons and they've proven the thing, like, just let them swim. Caleb Williams should be able to swim. And if he's bad,
it's on him.
I can't imagine who else we would be able to blame at this point. Like, maybe the only thing that I could say is, like, it takes a while to learn a new system. And Caleb's going to get two more years, right? At a minimum, he's getting this year and next year.
For sure.
Before you even start to really entertain a conversation of moving on from him, because he wasn't bad last year.
That's what I was going to say. I'm taking bad off the table. Because under incredibly horrible circumstances,
right. I'm with you.
He wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad. Guys who get sacked that many times are not supposed to have better than 3-1 touchdown-to-interception ratios,
mm-hmm.
right? And he did. Now, I would argue that I wish he would have had more interceptions.
More chances taken.
Yeah, he got way too conservative. And I think that that was the product of Eberflus. And
might be the product of him, though, too, being risk averse and not wanting to have the interception numbers.
Well, his hero was Rodgers, mm-hmm, right? And mm-hmm. Rodgers' superpower was the ability to do both. Like, if you look through Rodgers' best years, like he had a 45-touchdown season with 6 picks. That's hard to do. There's very few guys, if any, ever who have done it that have been like 4,500 plus yards, 40 plus touchdowns, single digit interceptions.
The volume of throws that you're making would lend itself to you being in double digits in interceptions.
Correct. And like if you're going to have a big yards per attempt, which means you're not just doing bubble screens and checkdowns, which Rodgers has had, he's been a big yards per attempt guy, to also not have a lot of interceptions is very rare. So I still think the ceiling for Caleb is MVP of the league. Like I don't think the ceiling has been downgraded at all based on what I saw last year, but we know that situation matters.
And now the situation's better.
What's the weakness of the Bears?
Well, this is the thing. To your point, I remember because I sat here, well, not right here, but the relative version of here, for like every game of the Jay Cutler era. And by year 5 or so, Lawrence, like the conversation became, well, they've fixed everything that we used to blame. They fixed the wide receivers. They fixed the offensive line. Now we've got them an offensive mind and a play caller. And whatever you want to say about Trestman, it was an offensive head coach and a play caller, and that first year looked pretty good. So, like, all the light bulbs on the Jay Cutler excuse tree had been extinguished. What you're talking about is a much earlier point in somebody's career where that conversation can be entertained.
And I think, listen, is Caleb a 100% effort hard worker? There have been whispers about that it's not perfect. And Stank, Mark Schlereth, always my co-host on Breakfast Ball, he's like, just because you're a professional athlete doesn't make you a professional. Right? You've got to be a pro.
And learning how to do that is hard.
Yeah, but I would say that Caleb, I kind of expected him to have that because he's been a pro and been being groomed to be a pro.
Yeah.
For forever. So some of the whispers that came out that he wasn't 10 out of 10 across the board in that regard were red flaggish to me. They bothered me. It's like, wait, really?
Me too. But I think looking back and having experienced it on the daily and the weekly, it's like, I think it was more on the coaches and even Ryan Poles, their decision to kind of kiss his butt and give him the grace and hope that he was going to save them from themselves.
I see what you're saying, but I'm probably leaning more towards what Danny's saying, because that's the type of thing where, okay, you're not getting what you need, but you still need to be doing all of the stuff. And from everything I've heard this offseason, that has been the case.
That he's doing all the stuff.
Getting himself prepared to take snaps under center, reverse rollouts so he can get ready for play action stuff. I think that it takes time. I think that Caleb is a very interesting case because in a lot of ways we infantilize young players. In his case, I feel like we made him a 30-year-old. You know, we made him a 30-year-old, 7-year vet walked in the door.
They 100%. Sure did. Yeah, they asked him to do all kinds of vet stuff. I keep thinking, to your point, Danny, like what Olin said to us right after they signed all the free agent linemen, he's like, they invested in you, Caleb. Now you invest in them. Like, game on. Here you go.
Yeah, and I will be shocked if it doesn't work.
I've heard you shocked so many times things don't work.
No doubt, but there was a lot of hope trapping attached to that with like, oh, they drafted Mitch ahead of Deshaun Watson. He's got a shot to be great.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to defend wrong takes. You're good.
But my point is that, like, honestly, not rhetorical.
Yeah.
What's the weakness of the Bears?
The run game still isn't strong, but ideally you went – and
it should be
that,
much better.
Right? You should be better. Their pass rush is a problem. Defensive end as a whole.
Yeah, okay. I'd say pass. That's why when you see Jadeveon Clowney got cut, you're like, You're like, I don't know. Is that a guy? But I mean, I don't want to get on him specifically, but pass rush.
Pass rush often is correlated with playing with a lead.
For sure.
How many pure pass rush snaps do you have?
And you have a creative defensive coordinator now who has gotten pass rush without definitive stars.
So I'm not saying they're the perfect team. I'm not saying they're going to win a Super Bowl this year. But what I am saying is that there is more than enough around him, offense, defense, coaching, experience, where the guy should be good. The guy should be good. Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Thank you. What are we setting the over-under at for length of time for Matt Spiegel's national anthem? And can I be the bookie where I'll set a number. I'd like to set a number.
Please.
And then I would like to open it up to Twitter, to Twitch, to the text line, to the Score family, to employees of the Cubs.
So you're going to hold the cash the thing.
It can be on credit, or I'll hold the cash, but I'll guarantee all of the bets.
Have you already figured out the line?
I have a number in my head that I'm thinking, but I don't, I kind of want to read the room. I want to be sure that I set a good number.
God.
I know, like.
Do you want to tell me? I mean, isn't it dangerous to tell me in this regard? Like insider trading on Anthem
well,
length?
If you want, you can walk out. Danny and I got it.
I am not listening to you guys.
I'm guessing. Do you know how long it takes you? You've done a demo tape.
For anybody who doesn't know, I'm doing the Anthem at the Cubs game on Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Tuesday, June 17th, Cubs Brewers. I get to do an Anthem.
June 17th. Okay, I didn't know the date. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. So, I did a demo, so I could look right now at the demo and see how long it was.
Yeah, okay. So, but I'm interested in gambling on this. And I think, you know, obviously there's one of two. You can gamble on it at the Super Bowl, so I don't understand why this would be a smaller sporting event than that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so I think if we said, like, because there's one of two ways it goes. He gets a little nervous, and he sings a little faster.
Sure.
And that's a recipe for the under. Doesn't mean the song will be worse, but it means, like, your emotions amped up.
This is really great, Danny, because yesterday we were talking about certain things that Matt hadn't even thought of yet that could get him nervous when it's time to do it. So this is really ideal.
I think we should add this to the play. I don't want to lose Bob from the South Side's $40.
I'm willing to guarantee, like, a couple grand
worth of...
The Pope
is not betting on this.
You don't know that.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah, he hasn't heard that there's a market available. What if I said a terrible number?
Does the Pope have a FanDuel account?
Yeah,
we don't know.
We can get this going. But then also, we know our boy loves the spotlight.
Oh,
you know
he
what I mean? He loves the attention. Yeah. His name's going to be on the video board. There will be an introduction. His wife, his kids.
Oh, we're counting all that?
No. It's from
note to end.
Note to Brave. However long you hold Brave for. Like, are you going to try to, you know,
outdo
John Vincent?
No chance.
Are you going to try to, like, Mesmer?
I will outdo Wayne Mesmer.
Are you trying to turn your minute 40 into 210? You know what I'm saying?
There's a big musical factor that Danny hasn't considered, and a shock to nobody.
What's that?
I have an accompanist who's going to, like, set the rhythm. My guy Kurt Morrison is going to be playing guitar along with me. So Kurt
know that.
So Kurt will be in charge of, you know, as long as Kurt is not rattled
minute
by the
42.
Moment.
What's a guitar?
What's a guitar?
Well, hold on a second. Danny's
excellent question,
Danny's
Danny.
An expert in this. When it comes to people doing the anthem for the Super Bowl, the music doesn't matter, right? It's when the singer starts to when they end.
How long you hold Brave.
Yeah,
right? Note to note, as you said, and normally speaks. I mean, yes. I don't know if you're familiar with music, but like the person who's doing the music tends to, I think, like if you're doing the seventh inning stretch and you go fast, I believe the organist plays faster.
The accompanist will keep up with me.
And if you go slower.
That's a good point.
You've now told me something
about music.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with being the lead singer of a band, but generally speaking, the musicians will follow your lead. So I do think that you have the ability to set this, and so I maintain
the number that popped into my head when you brought it up was 205 and a half.
Yeah, 205 and a half.
It's a good number. Usually the Super Bowl anthem number is around 202, something like that.
Right.
Because I have bet on that in the past.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for coming here and adding another factor to my plate for
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's good work by you.
Hey, listen, I've already been talking with the Cubs. We're going to get a timer on the board. they got the DraftKings Sportsbook out there. We can have a daily prop added.
That's not bad,
I'm just saying. We got the game within the game. We got to be driving people to the sportsbook business. It's all about live events. And I think at 202, I'm under. At 150, I'm over. I think you're coming in right in that wheelhouse. So we got to set a very good number.
Okay.
And I'm interested in taking the action on it. And I will for sure be gambling on it. And I will for sure have a live feed from that game to wherever I am watching in New York. June 17th?
I am
pumped, man. Right. That is going to be great.
Speaking of the Cubs, Danny, and Danny Parkins is here in studio with us.
Yeah.
How you feeling about this season?
They're good. Still in first. Last week, they had the biggest lead of any team in baseball at 3 games. I don't know if that's still the case, but on Thursday, it was the biggest. So just speaking to like how close everything still is bunched up at this time. Listen, the strength of schedule is really impressive, right? The fact that they've had the toughest schedule and they are in first place and have a winning record is great.
That is still the biggest lead, tied with the Mariners over the Athletics in the AL West.
Yeah, so I think like that part of it is almost more impressive than any one individual thing. Really tough opening schedule, starting with the losses in Japan. Tough schedule in terms of just logistics, West Coast trip, Japan, all of it. And like you look at the Mets schedule and how they've just kind of beaten up on the worst teams in the sport. Mm-hmm. And then the Cubs have gotten to their place by beating up on, in theory, the best teams in the sport. Gives you a ton of faith. The Steele injury to me is devastating in terms of lowering the ceiling of the team. Because in order to really win in October, you need multiple guys to put at the front of a rotation. I assume they'll be hyper-aggressive at the deadline. I think everybody has made that assumption because of Jed's situation, because of the start, because of the rental of Tucker. So, you know, so far so good. Other than the Steele injury, basically a perfect start.
Yeah,
given the schedule and all things considered?
Shota being down now too, probably just for a month, but it still matters. This Sunday will be Mother's Day, and that means Monday when we come in here will be that initial line of demarcation. Danny, you know I love to break baseball seasons down into giant
arbitrary endpoints that you sometimes mean, or as soon as that endpoint's over, you're like, and you know what the next 17 days mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I don't know.
It's good to see you as well.
Yeah.
But Lawrence and
classic
I just...
Classic number four.
Typical.
Oh my God, my two partners, my two partners talking about the arguments that they always get in with me.
Yeah,
there it is. But yeah, after Mother's Day, that'll be a point to check them out. And Lawrence, we decided if they're one game under 500 or even two games under 500, we'd feel pretty good. Even if they get swept by the Mets, they'll be three games over 500. It's amazing, considering the absurdity of this schedule. All right, speaking of my two partners, Danny, you won a Lissagor Award for journalism, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tonight, Lawrence Holmes is going to win a Lissagor Award for journalism.
Oh, congrats.
I have this commonality. I have two partners. I have a profile. I have a type. They both are real journalists, and I get to just be a jamoke making Pope jokes.
But he's now a multiple-time Lissagor Award.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now he's better than you. So he's got two over one.
He's a multiple-time Lissagor Award winner.
Don't do that.
Yeah, he's a multiple-time Lissagor Award winner. I don't know about better.
Well, what award do you have over there, Danny?
What do I have?
If I can even the playing field.
That's pretty cool.
It's the Champions Award from Barrett Media in recognition of using your platform and influence to make a lasting difference for others. I was very honored to accept that. Really on behalf of everybody here, because you know the radiothon. So Jason has turned this thing into an ability to kind of recognize the industry. Previous winners of this include Jay Glazer for his championing of mental health, and Adam Schefter. So you know which one of these does not belong: Adam Schefter, Jay Glazer, and me. Hmm. Kind of insane.
Your speech was excellent today.
Oh, thank you.
It was very cool to hear you talk about that, and you urged sports radio around the country to do something like this. And I remember one of the first conversations you and I had, I think it was our awkward blind date over at Miller's Pub.
It was the literal first conversation in person.
Yeah. But you mentioned wanting to do something with a charitable component, and it took a little while to happen initially here at the Score, but now it's happened for 2 years, and it'll happen again this year on July 31st.
Yeah, right. So this will be the third Radiothon on July 31st, Cubs for a Cure Part 2. Try to beat last year, $560,000, but really whatever we do, and it'll be amazing. And, you know, 100% goes to cancer research. Austin Harvest is still going strong.
Which is great.
Over on the West Side, they're expanding the program. You know, that first class of kids that came through Austin Harvest from the first Radiothon, they're in college now. You know what I mean?
What about Chicago Radiothon?
Yeah.
Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
There it is.
Yeah. It's that a weird reason to have a radiothon.
Not my best presentation in terms of syntax there. But yeah, so... Listen, I am super proud of, as we have seen, it is very difficult to go out how you want to go out in this business. Most don't. The best don't, you know? And so, A, the fact that I was able to go out and have my last show at the Score be that radiothon was incredibly meaningful. But then, on top of that, be able to go to Fox Sports 1 and have them put it in my contract in writing that no matter when it falls, I can host the Radiothon. And then for Kevin Cassidy and Mitch Rosen to be like, yeah, we want you back. Like, doors always open, you know, both like for work stuff, but also for charitable stuff. That is just like so rare. Like, it's that is not in writing, right? Like, that is just my relationship with Odyssey and Mitch.
Yep.
And then my relationship with Crane and, sure, Craig Council and Colin Faulkner. Like, I'm in pretty deep over there, obviously. But, like, that's just, like, handshake relationship stuff. And in theory, we'll do it again July 31st. And again, if people want to get involved, and if you're like, I don't have 10 grand to sponsor an hour.
Yeah, that's not what you're even asking for.
Not at all. I just want people to know about it. And what's cool about it, because we will get the high net worth individuals and companies. And if your company wants to be involved, hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, email, whatever. But I would just like to say have your kid do a lemonade stand for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, make $35, and then donate it that day, and we can turn that $35 into $70. And it's a cool thing that I do, and I said it at the speech today. Every radio station in the country should do it. It's hard. You have to convince programmers to turn over the airwaves. You have to convince you guys to, you know, on trade deadline day to be talking about cancer research. And if the Cubs make a big trade, we will obviously
They'll get Sandy Alcantara before that.
Yeah, hopefully it happens before. I talked to Jed. I was like, just make the big moves beforehand.
They will. They're going to jump the market.
Yeah, so that'll be fine. But like, maybe you don't have a relationship with the Cubs and a 50,000-watt radio station in the third largest market, but can you get 50 coats donated in a cold weather spot and donate them to people that don't have coats? Can you do a toy drive around the holidays and walk them down the street? You know, like we have this platform, and I would argue that it's also good business. It reminds people that we're here. WGN covers it. ABC covers it. The Ryan Sandberg clip of him saying that he was cancer-free, that got national attention, over a million impressions and views. And like, I think it's good business. I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's good for the community. And we are on public airwaves still. That is still supposed to matter as like a public good.
Yes, there's a whole file that goes along with it.
Right. And it's why we air public access programming on the weekends. And it's why we do emergency alert systems. Like in theory, radio stations are supposed to be... Now, it doesn't mean you can't be a business. But so I really believe in it. And I can't wait to come back and host it again. And I want people to get involved. And like, again, if you're going through chemo right now and you listen to The Score to help pass the time, like, I want to tell your story during the radiothon. You know what I mean? If cancer's impacted you in a big way, I want to tell your story during the radiothon. A lot of the patients that came in last time are going to come back this time.
That's great.
And we're going to be able to do follow-ups. And how's your year been? What's it been like?
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, what has been good? What has been hard? And we're going to build, hopefully over time, we're going to build a family of people that have been facing cancer that are also scoreheads, and will, you know, do it year after year after year. And so, you know, the vision is that we do this the next 20 years, and I keep coming back and doing it.
Hold up the trophy for people on Twitch, because they weren't sure what they saw.
It's a phallic microphone that is glass, or I don't think it's crystal. It's probably glass.
Looks just like a Telefunken U-47. Actually, yeah. It looks like a Shure SM-58.
But it's really nice. It was really nice, and they put together a really nice video commemorating it, and it was a tremendous honor. And like, everyone here knows my brother Brad, and now he passed away from glioblastoma, terminal brain cancer. But it's been cool. It's like, I like talking about him, and it keeps his memory alive. And then people, when they know someone who got diagnosed with this terrible disease, like, they reach out to me, and like, then I get to talk to them about it, and it's hard. And then I can sympathize with them. And if they want to ask questions, or if they want resources through Brain Up, I can point them in the right direction. Or I know doctors at Northwestern that I can put them in touch with. Or it's just, it's been really rewarding. Tonight I'm emceeing this benefit for the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute over at the Ritz. And it's like, that's where Brad got treatment. So I've got like a 5-minute, 7-minute speech at the beginning that I've got clips of Brad and pictures of Brad. And like, basically I wrote to like jokes of his, like, so Brad's going to get laughs tonight,
which
I'm so pumped about, you know what I mean? And so it's just, it's been become really meaningful to me, and it's an honor. It really is. So, you know, but I still like gambling on you.
I'm still gambling on you.
You can do both.
I know.
That's the magic of what we get to do, is that you can do both. We love that you're back and joining us.
Thank you.
Every couple of weeks.
Anytime.
And we will, we'll have many chances to talk.
And if people text in and you guys see people, like, please forward
them. Where do we send them?
Just send them along to me. Like, my DMs are open on Twitter and Instagram, which, like, 9 times out of 10 is a complete disaster. But mm-hmm. 1 time out of 10, like, it's, seriously, like, I really want Scoreheads to feel like some ownership of this thing. So, like, if you know, my neighbor loves the Score and he was battling colon cancer, and like, please, like, I want this to be Scoreheads, a celebration of it. So just send them, you guys can give them my email address privately. I don't need to say that out publicly, but my DMs are open on all social media platforms. I'm easy to get in touch with.
I believe it's bigshooter@fs1.org.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey,
is that not it?
It's a crazy
gig. It's pocketsquare@breakfastball.edu. That's what it is.
And I was and I am a Chicago over New York guy. Like, Chicago's the greatest. Chicago's home.
Don't do this.
No, I'm not. But remember I told you guys I gave you guys my take about Sue, right? How I no longer respect Sue the dinosaur.
You did not, but I...
Was I not on the air giving that take?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, the Museum of Natural History.
It's a good one.
Dude.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been there.
We love Sue.
Yeah.
Sue would be like in like the entryway of the back entrance to that museum. Like, it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they got a lot. They have little kids.
They have hundreds, dude, not an exaggeration, hundreds of fully recovered dinosaurs. It is Jurassic Park.
Go back to New Jersey.
It's just insane.
Stop the dinosaur museum slander.
It's just I got another one. I love the Lincoln Park Zoo.
But
Central Park Zoo? It's in the middle of the park.
Central Park Zoo in the middle of the park is cool because it's in the middle of the park.
Yeah.
But it's an okay zoo. That's all about location.
Okay.
The Bronx Zoo?
Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
Dude. You could take the Brookfield Zoo the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Something tells me it's all happening at the zoo. That's why Paul Simon wrote that.
And I was just going to say that. And the Bronx Zoo is wild. It's wild, all the things that they have at that zoo, man. Right. So I'm just saying, there's a reason.
Take your zoos and your dinosaurs and get out of here.
I got bodega tanks. All right, fine. You guys want me out of here. That's fine. Oh, is it really 32?
Yeah. Look at that.
It is.
Oh, my bad.
Danny Parkins.
Coon! Wait, can you keep us on the clock?
My bad, guys.
You guys got an EP around here or what?
I never liked
when... I thought I was going to do 2 segments and we break at 20.
Yeah, I never liked when the Packers fans would go, Coon. It never felt good. And I didn't like it when you screamed that out. It was awkward for everybody.
Really? Alex Coon.
No, yeah, it's his name. That's a good point.
Is that not allowed?
No, it's fine.
No one calls you by your last name?
Actually, almost everybody does.
Right, okay. Of course. Right. That's your name. And by the way, adorable headphones. It's just the baby blue headphones in person.
Are pointing
just,
it out again.
They're so adorable. They're so adorable.
That's Danny Parkins. Watch him.
Thank you.
On Breakfast Ball.
I'm sorry,
on FS1 every morning. And tonight he's going to be at the Ritz-Carlton with a tie on and a pocket square raising money to help people who are dealing with cancer.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Speaks. Congratulations on the anthem. Dude, I know how much that means to you. Congratulations on your second Lissagor Award.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome. Coon, congrats on the opportunity.
Oh, Danny, by the way, Tanny gets a Lissagor.
Yeah, Tanny gets one.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't get it when Danny won it, even though I did the exact same thing.
Well, I gotta go. I have follow-up questions. Why? What? So, are you going tonight, Tanny?
No.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm gonna go.
I have to return some videotapes.
Right. You're just really busy not winning journalism. Okay.
Yeah, you guys can talk about it in the hallway. The Mets are exactly what you feared they were going to become. We'll explain next. Thank you, Danny. It's Spiegel and Holmes on the
Score. You're bumping me for Mets talk?
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Mets! Meet the Mets!
Come on in and greet the Mets!
Welcome back in on Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score. The idea when Steve Cohen bought the Mets was that he was going to buy them a title. He was going to go out and do everything he had to do. He was going to show Mets fans that he was willing to do anything he needed to do, right? And he did a lot of things. He paid a lot of money for a lot of players, and he paid a lot of money especially for a lot of pitchers. Remember the big money deals for Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. And Jacob DeGrom was in the midst of an extension. And that formula of building around big money, aging veteran pitchers didn't work. And all the while, he was paying some position players plenty as well. Last year, with the Mets, were thought of as like kind of a plucky sort of underdog vibe. They still had a crazy high payroll, but they were fun because they had sold off a bunch of those pieces and kind of rebuilt on the fly. Now that David Stearns is there, the head of the Milwaukee Brewers for a good long while, and that thing that was built in Milwaukee was Stearns and Council. That was the thing. Now Stearns with the Mets here in year two. Look at their pitching staff. Kodai Senga makes money, but the rest of those pitchers, Clay Holmes is a reliever, turn starter. David Peterson.
And my cousin.
Oh, there you go. David Peterson is like a career just another guy who's been doing a great job for them. Griffin Canning was a failed Angel that is doing a job for them. They don't have Sean Manaea. Who's hurt and who's the other one? They got another guy. Their top two starters are hurt, and yet they still have the best starting pitcher ERA in baseball by a lot. 2.62 to the Royals, 2.93. They have been reinvented as a run prevention machine in the way that the Brewers were, using their own inner like pitching thoughts and maximizing what they can from guys without spending the big money on the pitchers. And it has freed them up to spend the money on Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto and Brandon Nimmo, who are all on very sizable contracts. Like the top three dudes having monster years are totaling, I think it's 140 mil. Just the three of them, you know, for this year, but they can afford to do it because they're Cohen, but now what they are is both. Tyler Kepner wrote a great piece about it in the New York Times a couple weeks ago, I guess in The Athletic, and he called them a bully with brains, Lawrence. And isn't that what the Dodgers are under Andrew Friedman?
That's what I want the Cubs to be. Huh. I've famously been quoted as such. I want them to bully these hosts.
But they might
in the
not
National
have
League Central.
But David Stearns is a hell of a lot better than Jed Hoyer. Andrew Friedman is a hell of a lot better than Jed Hoyer. I think they're both better than what Theo Epstein was in the final years. So that's what's scary about the Mets to me, is that Stearns is every bit as smart and thorough as Andrew Friedman. And now he's got Steve Cohen's pocketbook. You've got a Dodgers East that has developed with the New York Mets.
He's a good man, Jeffrey, and thorough. He is. And he's, that's what you, but see, I want the Cubs to be a behemoth because of all of the money that they have, theoretically have available.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't yet. Maybe they will be. And maybe the moves that they made this offseason were.
Maybe. I mean, look, ideally.
And maybe going forward, there's a couple of guys that they could sign that would change the way that that would look.
I mean, the dream is that you have an owner who's, you know, doesn't care about profit margin, because Steve Cohen doesn't, because he's got all this money from hedge funds and he's got everything else. He doesn't care about making money year to year and trying to break even, you know, from year to year, or either, you know, he doesn't care about that stuff. And now he's hired a smart guy. I guess the dream with the Cubs is that you have a super smart guy, and then the owner comes around to spending like a crazed wildebeest, like Steve Cohen does, you know. But I know that they're going to spend. And now they're smart, too. So be very afraid of what the Mets are and what they are building. And they are going to find ways to sustain this, because David Stearns is really good.
More conversation on the Mets is coming up at 4 o'clock. That's because we will talk with Adam Amin. He will be on the call to talk about them. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about Bill Belichick and what's going on at North Carolina.
Dude, it is a mess. And there was a report today that got refuted, and then the people who made the report stood by it. Like, it is a big time mess.
We'll discuss that next here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no slip 360 degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on The Score.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Well, it looked like she had been thrown out, Tanny, but apparently not. Spiegs, walk me through what's happened today as the world turns around Bill Belichick.
My next podcast listen is going to be the latest episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Which is a great podcast, by the way.
He did a deep dive into the Belichick-Jordan Hudson thing and apparently talked to 11 different sources who have dealt directly with Jordan Hudson. And there are a bunch of different revelations. Something about her age, something about some stuff about the relationship, some stuff about the commercial, as we know, with the Dunkin' Donuts ad. And
there was the other one that they spent some time talking about too, where I think it was one of the fantasy sites that he had done the commercial for, that she apparently offered herself up to be in the commercial with him.
And then there's people who worked on some of Belichick's television shows. One source worked with Jordan Hudson on Bill Belichick's show, told Pablo Torre, quote, "She's the worst person I've ever met, and I've worked with multiple sociopaths."
Oh, my God.
So
that's rough.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
Feels unfair. Probably.
But Pablo is a guy who, as you know, high journalistic integrity and will not throw stuff out there, even in podcast form, without feeling like it deserves, it has gone
without
through the journalistic
it.
Standards,
yes.
and he's vetting it. But one of the things that he had said was that she has been banned from the North Carolina football facilities. So that was out there as the headline based on this podcast. And there was a quote.
Is that too simple of an aggregation?
No. That is directly, apparently, what was said in the podcast. And among other things, is like there's deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, from a source. So like, whew, deep dive here. And North Carolina had been told or had been reported that they had banned her from the facilities. And then North Carolina came out and said, this is not the case.
No, she's totally fine. We got her. She's with us.
Carolina has said Jordan is not an employee, but she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. And then a lot of entities have run with that. Like, Jordan Hudson is fully welcome. So they've run with that. Pablo Torre has since come out and tweeted that he completely stands by his reporting and spoke to people, in his words, at a very high level at North Carolina.
There's no way that the University of North Carolina wanted this. And by the way, if you would like some dots connected, John Skipper, who is leading Meadowlark, is a North Carolinian. And I believe went to North Carolina. And the guy who used to run ESPN does a podcast with Pablo Torre. Hmm. I guarantee you that he knows enough people to help Pablo vet that story.
That's an excellent dot connect. That's an excellent dot connect. Pablo Torre's tweet, UNC can now choose to describe or change its position however it wishes. Following the publication of our episode, we requested comment, filed dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests that were not satisfied. And we stand by the specific reporting in our episode, which came from the highest levels of the football program. So, yeah. So was she banned? Did Carolina now relent? It is a mess with people involved in multiple entities around Bill who are worried and trying to restrict her, according to Pablo Torre.
Okay, this will be interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks, because every day there seems to be a story. Cubs-Mets, it's a big series. Our buddy Adam Amin is going to be calling Cubs-Mets on Fox. We'll talk to him next on The Score.